It's coming up on the third anniversary of the Christmas Eve fire at the Clairton Coke Works. Documents included in a federal lawsuit against U.S. Steel outline significant structural deficiencies at the plant that led to the fire, which knocked out air pollution controls for 3 months. As people living nearby breathed polluted air, studies show that asthma rates spiked and related hospital admissions rose. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looked through the documents, and he's here to talk about it. Hi, Reed.
Hi, Julie.
So can you start out and remind us of what happened on Christmas Eve 2018 at the Clairton Coke Works? What did the area experience?
Well, around 4 in the morning, a fire broke out at Clairton Coke Works near Pittsburgh, about 20 miles south of the city, and it destroyed the pollution control room, one of the pollution control rooms in the plant, and essentially knocked out pollution controls for Clairton, which is by many measures the largest source, single source of pollution in Allegheny County. It knocked those pollution controls out for months.
For people who lived nearby, what did they know this was happening?
Well, for the first couple weeks, not really. There was reports of a fire, but not much mentioned. Then around January 8th or 9th, Allegheny County Health Department issued a public health warning, and it basically told people in surrounding communities, if they were old or young or had, you know, heart or lung problems, to stay inside as much as possible, which is pretty rare. The plant was polluting the air with thousands of pounds more of sulfur dioxide pollution every day. Thousands of air quality complaints poured into the county health department, and people reported, you know, basically not being able to breathe that well.
So two environmental groups, Penn Environment and Clean Air Council, filed a lawsuit against the company. What are the grounds for this case?
Well, these environmental groups have filed a lawsuit against the company under the Clean Air Act's citizen suit provisions. And they're asking a judge to find the company basically guilty of committing 12,000 violations of the Clean Air Act.
And so what are the groups asking for in this suit? What do they want?
They want the judge to fine the company more than the company saved by not implementing safety protocols or inspections that would have prevented this kind of accident from happening. And they also want the court to impose a regimen on the company where this kind of thing can't happen again. This type of pollution event can't happen again.
This lawsuit was filed in 2019. Why are we just seeing these documents now?
Well, this is all part of a process in these lawsuits called discovery, where each side can request and receive information from the other side. And so we're seeing for the first time these plaintiffs in the case, which also include Allegheny County Health Department, are being able to look at U.S. Steel's own reports of what happened in the fire. And we've never really gotten that story out of U.S. Steel before.
What did you find there that was not known before?
Well, we're seeing that there were multiple breakdowns of equipment, basically old equipment that, for lack of a better word, was rusty and just plain old fell apart. It started with a sprinkler system that was run along the roof of the room that was attached to the ceiling with metal hangers. And there was a leak in the roof, and the leak, it was found by the company's own expert, caused corrosion on a part of the sprinkler system, and it simply fell apart. There was no metal left in some parts, and it was paper thin in others. And the sprinkler system fell down onto equipment, severed an oil tube pipe, and essentially started a fire. And we see multiple other pieces of equipment fail. A valve that could have cut the gas off after this initial accident happened, that too was corroded and it failed. So basically everything that could have or should have kept this event from spiraling out of control broke down. And basically it was all equipment that was falling apart.
You mentioned the Allegheny County Health Department was a party to this lawsuit. So what have they said and done about this fire?
Well, the county, it was revealed in some of these depositions and court documents that they were caught off guard by the sheer amount of pollution coming from the Clairton Coke Works and that was getting sort of distributed throughout the county. And they really, you know, for 2.5 weeks after the fire, they were under the impression that the pollution spike would be basically light to moderate. And when they did find the scale of the potential pollution, then they issued this public health warning to surrounding communities to basically stay inside as much as possible. Former officials with the health department testified they basically lost trust in the company to be as forthcoming as they would want them to be with regards to what was going on at the plant. And because of this, the county is requesting that the court appoint a third-party engineer to oversee repairs and a possible redesign of the plant so that this kind of thing never happens again.
What could the federal court do here?
Well, they obviously could impose a big fine on the company, and they could, you know, go along with the plaintiffs and make U.S. Steel make some changes in its operations, maybe changes that they wouldn't ordinarily do. Now, we should say the company has spent over $17 million to sort of repair and replace and fix things that were damaged in the fire. And they also argue that, you know, pollution levels in the region were not, you know, enough to cause public health damage, real damage. And they're basically saying it wasn't that serious. And that there have been times in the past when pollution levels were higher than the pollution levels recorded after this event.
Okay, Reed. Well, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.
Reed Frazier is the energy reporter for the Allegheny Front. His full report on the Clairton Coke Works is at alleghenyfront.org.